I can't quite believe that it's been a year since we were here, but it's time again. So call your mom and tell all of your friends
it's Halloween on Cliff and Gandalf Coast to Coast. Halloween, two scary bloated co-hosts. Buy some candy and turn out the lights, and late at night raise up the dead. Or if you want, you can hang out with us instead.
It's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Halloween, two scary bloated co-hosts. Halloween, it's an evil day we love the most.
The cold wind does blow in the night through the trees.
Oh, the monsters rise! Oh, God! They're morbidly obese!
So painfully fat. So painfully
Sorry, I was just talking to Charles. He's long story. We are here in Bushelltown, Cliff.
Yeah,
right here
we are always
in the town square of Bushelltown.
Oh, we're back at our glass booth. It's the KBSH booth. They send it, and other people than us actually use it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Charles set it up, and I was just going over some safety stuff with him because I just don't trust him with our safety.
He set up the glass booth many times. It's stored, you know, in pieces, and he has to put it together and snap it and screw it and all that kind of stuff. And he's been snapping and screwing all day because we're here. We're in the town square. It's live.
It is live.
A Wednesday night in October, and they are putting up the very first ever big town jack-o'-lantern, and they're going to be lighting the Bushelltown jack-o'-lantern here in momentarily.
Well, Cliff, and it does make me excited. And I do think that maybe, just maybe, Bushelltown got the idea because we're so big and round. They're like, you know, we should have a big pumpkin here in the town square.
Oh, don't get me started. Hashtag Slim Kindle.
Let's not start that.
Slim down. That weight is never coming back. Somebody who's dead and never coming back as a zombie. That weight, it's gone.
Let our listeners know that Cliff has been on the show. I have lost a little bit of weight.
I thought you were going to say,
still enormous.
I thought you were going to say, I just want you to know Cliff is putting on weight.
I just want our listeners to know Cliff is just going up in poundage.
There's no reason. We're just both going to talk the whole show. And that's how you know it's a good show. That's how you know you've tuned into the right place. If you are listening to us, they're going to re-air this at 4 a.m. in our time slot Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And perhaps you've downloaded it and you're listening to it at your leisure. Hello.
Hello.
If you have.
Hello.
Hello. And are you excited for the jack-o'-lantern?
I'm so excited. That's what I was talking about.
Paint a picture of it for the listeners.
Well, Cliff, you know,
it's on the steps of City Hall over there. They have that big orange extension cord.
Or you can paint a picture.
Well, I'm painting the frame. I'm doing the framework, okay?
And I got all the shading to do.
Paint the damn picture.
All right, it's my turn to paint the picture. Cliff, you know, the Bushel Town, really, when you look at Town Square, it's such a beautiful place, especially in the fall.
Yeah,
I think it's beautiful. I love it.
Hey, we got a good view at the glass walls.
We do, and everyone comes out from Bushel Town to see the lighting of the jack-o'-lantern.
There's a big crowd. There's about a dozen.
That's
or
a big
so.
Crowd for Bushel Town.
And hey, it's gonna build until the lighting.
Yeah, but it just, I don't know, watching people gather for an event like this in the fall just really brings out that fall Halloween spirit in my heart. Makes me happy.
I got that spirit down deep in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Huh? Down in my heart. I got that Halloween spirit down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Did we mention it's an internet talk show / radio filler program on KBSH Ryan?
I'm pretty sure you did.
Have we ever mentioned it?
Once or twice.
Has it ever even crossed our minds to enter it? Kendall, I was in the library earlier today. Uh-huh. I was in the occult section shelving books.
Why?
And the books needed to be shelved. They've been
Who
checked out
checking
and returned.
Them out?
I don't know. Kendall, it's not my business to read the
slip. If you're listening and you're checking
back.
Out occult stuff, put them back.
No, Kendall, the occult is live and well in Bushel Town. And
I know that's why I want to put it back.
No, these are just your average, you know, they're just...
Hell demon raisers.
No, they're thrill seekers who, you know, are obese, diabetic, want a thrill. And so they've returned the books. I'm shelving them in the occult section. And a couple of them, of course, are moaning as I put them back. And just kidding. The most of the moans were the food pain I was still experiencing.
Oh, that was you moaning.
From all the Reese's pumpkins that I ate. They were 3 for $1 at the food and more.
I bought some of those. And
so I bought 9.
Side note, I was eating those and I thought I was having a heart attack last week. I really did. I was having heart palpitations and I thought, should I go to the doctor?
Am I having a true story.
Yeah. I thought I was having a heart attack. First time in my life, I thought, I'm having a heart attack right now. It's happening. I should go to the hospital immediately.
Really? Maybe you did have a heart attack.
Maybe I... Ooh. Do you think I did?
Maybe. Rosie did.
It was killing me. And I was like, Rose, I was like, heat.
But hers are for exhaustion. Women. Yours are different.
I know. So I don't know. Someone tell
hot,
me what...
exhausted, pain, pale puke are not going to help you.
And let me tell
yours
you...
Yours are the normal, the arm pain, the shortness of breath, an elephant on your chest.
Oh, all that happened.
Oh!
Just so the listeners know, Cliff and I went to see Rosie and do a stand-up act, and she had a heart attack, and she said, if women are feeling a heart attack, it's heat, exhaustion, pain, pale, puke. It's HEP. Remember that anagram, is it anagram?
I tell people all the time. I told all the women at the library.
Well, so here I am thinking I'm having a heart attack, and I'm like, what did she say? I was like, what was it? Stop? Mm-hmm. I was like... Set up. I was like, what was she saying? I was like, it was something like ping, pong, 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 pong. So I spent half an hour trying to remember what she was saying.
Instead of just Googling
I know.
Heart attack symptoms.
I was in too much pain, food pain, to Google.
It's, isn't that awful when you... I've thought that too. I've really thought, is my appendix going to explode or is this my gallbladder? And I remember, God rest his soul, frequent guest star Alan.
Oh,
his gallbladder, God rest his soul, he's
he
still with us.
Surgery.
He had it taken out
and
when he was very young. And so his gallbladder is one of the few things of his not resting in Thumb Lake, where we poured his ashes. God bless him. He was here and gone so soon.
Here and then gone.
And we'll love him forever. That's why I want to talk about him. I want to keep his memory alive. I don't want to bring down the Halloween
show. It's just
show.
So sad.
It is sad. I wasn't going to talk about how sad it was over and over. I was just mentioning it. But anyway, I love him. He's still with us in many ways. Yeah. Oh, hold on. There's a quarter over in the floor. I'll tell you that in just a second. I'm going to go pick up this quarter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I worry about the occult section of the... Cliff, do you hear that?
What? There's a quarter. It's shiny. I was trying to see if it was from Delaware.
Did you
or wherever.
Were you saying my name?
Kendall, I say your name all the time.
No, were you just saying my name, like in a spooky voice?
No. Are you trying to get me to sing, say my name, say my name?
No. Cliff, stop it. Somebody was just yelling, or was just saying my name.
Kendall, are you having a heart attack right now?
No, I'm not having a stroke, and I'm not having anything. Somebody was saying my name. You sure it wasn't you?
No. Kendall, if I was going to say your name, you'd hear me say it.
We're the only ones in this glass booth.
We're the only ones here. No, Kendall, I don't know.
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? I don't know what you're talking about, Kendall, but when I was at the library.
Maybe I'm having a stroke.
I was at the library the other day in the occult section, and it was so funny because there was this scout troop that came in.
They all did that.
They all did that,
in
right?
In unison.
And I said, bless you. And they were asking for these books about the occult, and I was trying to help them, and I heard them whispering stuff. And I was like, what are you whispering? And they said, it's so funny that we have a boy librarian. And I had to correct him. I'm not a librarian. I'm simply a helpful citizen who comes in, devotes my time to charity and things like shelving library books. And their scout leader was like, no, he's a man. Don't say that. And I thought, no, I'm a 34-year-old boy. I can't.
Hate to break it to you.
Isn't that awful? Mm-hmm. I still catch myself thinking, like, off the cuff, like, well, when I grow up, oops, I'm already there. Mm-hmm. Oops, you're almost dead. Oops, upside your head.
It's funny you say that, because I have a similar thing that happened. Mm-hmm. Not me personally, but...
Peter Pan. He,
Peter Pan. Yeah. He was at Neverland. No.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Free Willy. He's out in the ocean.
I don't know if you watch much. I know you watch Channel 81 a lot.
Yeah. I like The Real Housewife. I like all the different stuff.
Well, yeah, we love all the shows. We love Bushtown Hello, all that. But so one of the stars of the soap that they shoot down at Channel 81 has been voted like the 25 most beautiful people in Bushtown. Now, that list was, not everyone I would agree with. But this person was on there, and I thought, oh, this person, they're so young, they look so great, our age.
Uh-huh.
I found out today, it was like, they were like, oh, did you see blah, blah, he's 34 years old, and I was like, how does he look like that, and he's one of the most beautiful people in Bushtown, and he's our age. It just made me very angry, I'm sorry, I'm just venting.
It made you mad because you thought he was younger?
Yeah, well, because he's our age, and we look like this, and he looks like that.
But I get mad at younger people.
I'm mad at everybody these days.
I'm just mad. And then,
And then there's Charles.
And then there's Charles. And then there's Charles. And then there's Charles. And then there's Charles. And then there's Charles. And then there's Charles. And then there's that uncompromising enterprise and anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Charles.
You keep saying it, he's going to come in.
No, he won't. Trust me, he won't. I've told him, I said, not during the jack-o'-lantern lighting, Charles. Somehow we talked about you constantly the last time when we narrated the Bushtown Marathon. And commentated on that. It was all Charles all the damn time. I said, not today, Charles. Not today. You've been snapping and screwing all afternoon. It has nothing to do with this show. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was in the occult section, and the scout troop was there, and one of them came up to me after the whole he's a boy, he's a man thing. And I said, I cleared it up. I said, I'm a 34-year-old boy. And this kid came up to me, and he said, in all seriousness, I think you're in the Illuminati. And I was like, that's the most flattering thing anybody's ever said to me. And I was kidding. I was like, yeah, it's me and Jay-Z and Beyonce and Gaga and me. and he said, yeah, you really are. Are you really in the Illuminati? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, because you have 3 facial hairs. And I have more than 3. I have a full-grown beard, so with me, that means I have at least 6. And but what he said, you have a mustache, a goatee, and a beard. And
isn't that all one thing?
That's what I thought. I thought if you have them all, it's just a beard, right?
Yeah.
But mine is so patchy, it probably looks like a bunch of separate facial hair
pieces. You have sideburns,
pieces.
You have goatees, you have mustaches.
Long sideburns, weird stuff, yeah. A rat tail from the front. And so, but I just thought that was so funny and so flattering that a scout thought I was in the Illuminati.
Because you had 3 facial hairs.
Yeah. That's how you know. That's
the key. What are those scouts going to think of next?
Oh, Bushel Scouts.
Bushel Scouts.
When you see those Bushel Scout troops just walking around town, it's nuts.
They are broadcasting us out of this booth right here live to the town square.
They are. Hello.
Hello, everybody. Look, they love all these stories about the that we've been talking about. But we, it's 10 minutes away. But
it's coming up in 10 minutes.
We have some fun facts about Halloween that we want to share with everyone, because everyone's here to hear some fun facts about Halloween. Cliff.
We're here. All right, go over there, because the homeless, the Busheltown homeless, they of course, they've formed a union long ago.
Yeah.
And the Busheltown homeless union, they're over there. They're selling. They're selling s'mores. They're selling cappuccinos. Mm-hmm. They've got a whole booth over there. It's the
union number 000.
The burning trash cans. There's a big little circle of them. And, yeah. Oh, there's a big line heading over. You're welcome, homeless. You're welcome.
We sent them in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. I needed one of those cappuccinos. Austin. Austin. Come in. You can't hear. Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. Austin, go over there and get us two of those homeless cappuccinos.
Okay.
We'll make mine with almond milk.
Almond,
all right.
Yeah. Get in there.
Or coconut milk. Anything that's not regular milk.
No, they're homeless. It's going to be rat milk. So, all right. Thank you. All right.
Well, rat's not cow milk.
It's not cow. All right.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Cliff, fun facts about Halloween.
Who doesn't love a good fun Halloween fact?
Now, you know I do.
I wasn't going to suggest that you did it.
I don't know. It felt pretty accusatory that I did.
Listen,
like
I do enjoy this.
When Mr. Snivobs said we're going to talk about fun facts about Halloween, I got so excited.
I love it.
Cliff, did you... Now, have you ever heard this? You probably have. You're pretty smart. If you see a spider on Halloween, a lot of people think it is the spirit of a loved one watching over you.
Aww.
Did you know that? I didn't. I've been killing too many of my relatives on Halloween.
You do. You just go out and mow them down.
Well, I'm going to think twice about it now.
On a sad note, speaking of dead relatives, very quickly, do you ever have just dreams with dead relatives in them and you're just crying and crying?
No, I usually wake up and think about them and cry.
I have dreams where I'm just crying. But they're there, and it's still a nice thing, but I'm crying.
Yeah.
But it's there, and I feel like it's great. Anyway, Kendall, did you know this? Did you know this?
Probably not.
About Halloween, did you know this? Kendall, it was once believed back in the olden times, you know those dark times.
Oh, dark times.
Dark times that black cats, they protected the power of who but witches. And so that's why
they protected black flame candles.
Yeah, well, some do. A few have a special calling, but most of them, they're just there to protect the powers of a witch.
Well, that's why they're associated with witches, I guess.
I guess that's why.
Ooh, black cats terrify me if they will go in front of my path.
Ooh.
I gotta turn around. I gotta go back.
What a terror.
Cliff, did you know that in Hollywood, California, where we were, Halloween, California, they do a lot of that. And there's also a $1,000 fine for selling silly string on Halloween.
What?
Yes!
What?
Yeah, because people would vandalize the streets with silly string, and they finally outlawed it back in 2004. Isn't that crazy?
I can't believe it.
Oh, but it's true.
I have to see the law. Get me the L.A. Town Charter.
Here you go.
All right, that's pretty awesome, Kendall. Speaking of a fun fact, did you know that carving pumpkins, it comes from what? Celtic folklore. And did you know that in the olden times, people, they didn't carve pumpkins? You know what they carved?
Turnips.
No, moron! They carved those long zucchini squashes because they thought, you know what's going to really freak the freak of these ghosts that are walking the earth? A big long face. And so,
why the long face? That's where that expression comes from.
That's where it comes from, and people apply it to jokes about horses walking into bars.
Mm-hmm.
But it really comes from the long zucchini ghost faces of the zucchini lanterns, which was the original name.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, years ago. It's Celtic folklore, zucchini. I love it.
Well, Cliff, you know...
Hold on, Kendall. You read this next one. I'm going to scroll through some of these Jake Gyllenhaal fan Instagrams.
Oh, of course you are. Okay.
Because they're having a big spam session. They're putting up all these new ones. He did this photo shoot lately, and you got all these outtakes. I just got
to
like
them. We're lucky that you've taken time away to do the show. You know, Cliff, people in the olden days, Halloween was a very romantic time when people would do... Cliff, do you hear that?
I'm coming to kill you.
Cliff, do you hear that? That's
Kendall,
what I heard a minute ago.
Kendall, I'm busy. Like, look at this beautiful face, that smile, those eyes.
But if you didn't hear anybody yelling my name again?
Kendall, nobody has ever yelled your name in the history of times. Whenever we've had big live shows, they're yelling, Cliff, Cliff, Cliff. Sing another. Bravo. Encore. They never.
Somebody said they're coming to kill me.
No, occasionally you hear people yelling encore and it sounds like Kendall because it's like, Bana, but they're saying encore to me.
Well, maybe that was it. Anyway,
for my voice.
Halloween was a really romantic time back in the old days, and people would have romantic fortune-telling games to try
this
to find the person they love and their sweetheart.
Doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. That's my Louis Armstrong.
It was great, and you know.
That and when I think to myself. We've got to take a break.
Oh, well, but I was just going to say bobbing for apples was...
All right, thanks.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to...
Mattel's new baby secret. She whispers just to you. Her lips really move. It's almost unbelievable. Get Mattel's new baby secret so you can have fun keeping secrets together.
We now return to
two guys you never want to walk in on in the shower, Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Thanks, Cliff.
Excuse me, gosh. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry out there.
Everybody looked up here.
People thought that that was a ghost sound effect. It was not. Sorry, that was just me. I had a little too much of this. This is just Diet Sprite.
How many of you listened to the morning show? Oh, I shouldn't ask
the
that.
The morning. 4 a.m.
I shouldn't have asked that question.
They all just turned around.
Oh, they're watching the Jack-o'-lantern again.
They're
anyway.
Watching, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. We've got a
five minutes to figure it out.
Kendall, it's... not time to quote Lori Morgan song lyrics. It is. It's time for more Halloween jack-o'-lantern goodness. They're about to light it. It's about 6 feet tall. And what is it made of? Artisans have been crafting it for months.
Well, it's a paste, really.
A rye paper mache paste.
Well, they've got rye in it. They've got regular like paper mache glue.
Mm.
They have actually put a little pumpkin in there because Sheriff Frogbite had this big old thing. He said, well, if we're going to call it a pumpkin, it's got
to
have pumpkin in it.
He's very literal.
He is, which I like. If there's going to be a 6-foot pumpkin, I want there to be pumpkin.
Kendall loves literality.
I'm a literary master. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, look, who is that?
Who is
it? Oh, look at. Well, of course, we can see her. It's a glass house. Spot about a miniature.
Well, come on in. Get in here.
Hello, dears. Happy Halloween, dear.
Happy Halloween.
Hello, Mr. Snowbottom.
Good luck, dear. Good luck with your Halloween etiquette tip. I'll be out here waiting with Fonky, waiting for you, dear, to light up this jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, dear, thank you, dear. Happy Halloween, dear.
Happy Halloween, dear. I love you, dear.
Oh,
Fonky and
you guys are just...
We'll be waiting outside. We've got a bag full of candy ready in case anyone asks us for tricks or treats.
Can we have some candy, Mr. Snowbottom?
No. Don't joke, boy. This is for the children. The children. Yes.
Here I am to do an etiquette tip, and you're asking for this candy for the children. Thank you, dear.
All right, thank you. All right. Well,
you guys are in so much love on Halloween.
You're in so much love on Halloween. What a beautiful way of talking about it, Kendall. It's all poetry.
Oh, dear, please. You know, Kendall, he mixes up his words. Dear.
No, come on. I think that it's poetic. Now, here's the thing. If you hear somebody...
poetic in a Yoda way.
Yeah. If you hear... Speaking... Yeah, I like that. If you hear someone with like an accent or from another culture speak and it's... sort of unusual, you think, wow, that's poetry. Once I worked somewhere where there were all these people from South Africa, and every white person, every old honky cracker was like, oh, everything they say is just poetry. But it's because, and it sort of really was, but it was mostly because they have that wonderful accent.
Well, you're right, it is poetry.
And well,
don't encourage him, dear.
And yours, Kendall, is just poetry, even though you just have this like fat, obese Southerner accent.
You could have stopped at poetry.
Okay.
Look, dear, I have an etiquette tip I want to share with you because I have to get back to Funky, dear. She needs another bottle soon, dear.
She needs a bottle. You've got to go out there before the lighting. You want to be out there with your family.
Well, I just want to
point
out.
Even though we're all family. We're all a family.
We are, man. Well, of course, dear, we're family.
Yes.
I just want to point out that everyone on the town square, as soon as Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn walked in, turned immediately around and is paying the utmost attention to what's going on.
You know, you're a local. You're just a highly known local.
Well, she's just so wonderful. Everybody loves her.
Of course. Please, come on.
It
goes without saying.
Well, I'm glad I have a platform to share this etiquette tip with everyone, dear.
Now, what about Halloween etiquette?
Well, this is very important, dear, and this goes for everyone here listening. You know, dear, a lot of times people say trick or treat. And a lot of times there's treats involved, but sometimes there's tricks. And, you know, anyway, dear, you know, it's very important that people know... I'm sorry, Miss Butter, but I know it's improper etiquette to interrupt
Kendall, you're
speech.
Interrupting you.
I'm sorry, but there... Do you hear that, Mrs. Potter Butter Churn?
What? Is your chair creaking again?
Do you hear me doing the etiquette tip? Is that what you're talking
She's
about?
She's trying to help the etiquette of the Busheltown citizens.
I keep hearing somebody yelling my name. Dear, I'm sorry, dear, but
I'm
please.
I'm coming to kill
See, there it is.
You.
Do you hear it? Dear,
you're
I don't hear anything,
to
dear.
Die.
Please, dear, let me get through my etiquette tip.
You're gonna be bloody
Anyway,
today.
Dear. So pulling pranks
Your blood's
is as much part of a traditional Halloween as gathering treats is, but there are degrees with everything.
Kendall, you look terrible sitting
well,
over
I'm
there.
I'm sorry, but I... Well, hey, thanks, but I'm a little nervous that I hear something.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter, what is he doing? Has he been saving all the good drugs for himself? I'm kidding. Don't do drugs, everybody.
I don't know, dear. All I'm trying to do is get through my etiquette tip, and he keeps interrupting me.
God, it's annoying.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm hearing things. It's scaring me. Maybe I should just step out of the booth.
What are we supposed to do? Give you a hearing test? Can you hear this? Can you
okay.
hear this snap?
I'm going to leave the booth.
Oh, my.
Dear, that's so funny. Oh, dear, anyway.
We're going to get him good.
While I would never encourage folks to pull a Halloween prank, I also realize that for those that are determined to do it, that saying no will not stop them.
Oh, course. Yeah.
So I will say that tricks will cause permanent damage to property, so I just want to point out that anyone, if you must have a prank, dear, to limit your tricks to things that don't hurt anyone or cause any property damage, dear, I cannot tell you how many times growing up I've seen a child cry over a smashed pumpkin or jack-o'-lantern, dear.
Now, I want to cry when I see a smashed pumpkin
or jack-o'-lantern.
Me
too, dear. It's just so sad. So if you're going to do a prank, dear, don't smash a jack-o'-lantern, dear. That jack-o'-lantern did nothing to you.
All right, everybody out there who's listening, raise your hand. Kendall, get your ass back in here. Get away from that cappuccino booth. The homeless don't have enough for you. Get on it back over here. Now, everybody out there, raise your hand if you're going to not smash a jack-o'-lantern. Oh, look at the hands. They're all for you. That's wonderful. They're not going to do it. I see many, many whole, complete jack-o'-lanterns.
Dear, that
Halloween.
Warms my heart, dear. I'm
I
so happy.
It.
You've made a woman happy. I think so. You've made an old lady happy for Halloween, dear.
Oh. I'm applauding. They're applauding us. I'm applauding you.
Oh, dear. Well, I must be getting
Kendall,
back
get
to
your
Funky.
Fat ass back in here.
Oh, dear. Well, that's not called for,
God,
dear.
This is just a joke. Just a
I'm
Halloween
back.
Job.
I'm sorry. I had to go clean up my ears. I feel like I was hearing things.
You cleaned out your ears with those homeless people donuts over there. I see what you're doing.
Well, they were free.
Oh, they're not free? Are you supposed
they're
to
They're not free?
It's a suggested donation. They're homeless.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, homeless. I'm so sorry that I took those donuts. I will pay you after the show.
He'll write you a check.
Dear.
He'll gladly pay you Tuesday.
I apologize on his behalf, dear. Toodaloo, dear. Happy Halloween to everyone,
Halloween
dear.
Happy Halloween to you. You go back out there with Funky and Mr.
And happy jack-o'-lantern lighting, dear.
Yes. All right. We'll see you very soon. We'll be out there as soon as the show's up.
I can't wait.
Toodaloo,
dear.
All right. Toodaloo. Happy Halloween. All right. Well, Kendall, welcome back. Why did you walk out? I forgot.
Cliff, I keep hearing. I swear to God, somebody's saying my name. And if it's not you, stop singing the song. Somebody say my name and they're saying, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to stab you. I'm going to murder you.
Doesn't change. Say my name.
And I have not even been drinking that much of this pumpkin beer.
Kiddo!
I'm drinking Diet Sprite with just a little bitty bit of that St. Patrick's Day Sherry.
Yeah, a little bit. I saw
it's a very little bit. Come on. Yeah. I'm only at 24 points.
Only a couple cups.
Come on. Up next, here's what I would like to do. Up next on the show. They're giving us a signal. They're about to light the jacket.
Are we going to count this down?
Let's count it down. All right, they're...
hold up, Mr. Snowbomb's holding up his fingers. All right, is that 10 or is that 9? 9, 8?
8. Oh, 7.
6. No, that's just, that 3. And it's lit.
6. Oh, there it is.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Halloween season has officially begun in Busheltown. It's officially...
Oh, this makes me so excited.
It's what time fun.
Pumpkin lattes. Pumpkin beer.
Chewing tobacco. Have you seen Skoll has a new pumpkin-flavored chewing tobacco? I saw a pack sticking out of Charles the Contractor's back pocket.
Oh, of course.
Today.
Now you can have your lip fall off in pumpkin fashion.
Oh, and if it's going to fall off... That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. And so the pumpkin is lit, and a lot of people have gone over to the homeless people's s'mores and cappuccino station, and the rest are going home. But what we're going to do...
They filed out quick, didn't they?
We're
not done.
We're going to play a game. What I thought would be fun, Kendall, is a little bit spooky, a little bit magical.
Focus.
If we did some on-topic things you should know, but not about Halloween, because that's just simply been done before.
We've done it years in a row.
You know what? It's been a couple years since we had a whole show dedicated to Harry Potter, so why don't we have some magical witchcraft Harry Potter-themed things. Ooh. You should
double toil and trouble. It's time for the Halloween edition of Things
Fire
You Should Know.
And cauldron bubble.
And how are your decaying hosts, Cliff and Kendall?
Kendall, I'm calling Accio. Things You Should Know About Harry Potter. And whoop, they just flew to my hand. And here we go. Kendall, here's
that
one
was
for
amazing.
You. It's a thing everybody should know about Harry Potter. Come on. Here we go. What creature does Professor Trelawney see in Harry's tea leaves?
She sees a dog.
What do they call it?
Sirius Black. If
it was you, it'd be called the Fat, but it was called the...
Finn.
Grim.
The Grim.
The Grim.
I was half right.
You're pretty much exactly right. You know, ish.
All right, Cliff, what is the name of the most powerful love potion in the world that Professor Slughorn introduces the class to in his first lesson?
Oh my God, what was it? I don't know.
It's not so easy, is it?
It's not so easy. Dang, what is it?
Not dementia, but...
Accio Firebolt!
I don't know.
Amortentia.
I thought maybe I would have got it, but I wouldn't have. Alright, Kendall, what is the effect of the Dementor's kiss?
They suck out your soul.
Oh, you're gonna lose your soul. You're gonna lose your soul. You're gonna lose your soul.
Oculus, repair.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Well, I'm excited, Cliff, when I get one right.
That makes me feel like Steven Tyler when you get one right. Loving an elevator, living it up while I'm going down.
Don't want to miss a thing, Cliff. What is Mad-Eye Moody's first name?
Mad.
No.
Petrificus Totalus.
Foctavius.
No, Cliff. It was Alastor.
Oh, yeah.
Or Alastor.
That was my next guess.
Of
Kendall.
Course it was.
Kendall.
Which?
You're going to die.
Sorry, I was counting the freckles in my hand.
I keep hearing things. I gotta move on. Cliff, which Horcrux does Harry find in Bellatrix Lestrange's vault?
Oh, shroud. Sword?
Mm-mm.
No? What? What was it?
Helga? Hufflepuff's cup.
Oh, I forgot about that one. When I think to myself of all the Horcruxes there were, I always forget.
And that's all we should know.
Man, that was fun. I hope that comes back again. I love it.
I think before we
play the game again.
Oh, we should not do that. And we should.
Sorry, somebody was opening the Chamber of Secrets. Over
and
here.
That got opened right in my face. I think next time we should, touch up on our Harry Potter knowledge before we play that game.
We'll touch up on it next time. Kendall, oh my God, for real? What are those
handprints over there on that glass Cliff, part of the wall.
Oh my God, this is all making sense now. Somebody kept
what
saying
is that?
A ghost kept saying, "Kendall, I'm gonna come kill you," and
no.
Now there's all these handprints on the wall in blood.
No, you fucking idiot, dumbass. That was me. I was just kidding. That was a Halloween prank.
What?
Spider-Man merger, and I would pull it on you. I was pretending to be the joke.
Why would you do that? Is that even proper etiquette?
It was a joke. It was a joke. Yes,
she just came
yes.
in and said, "Don't do prank."
She said, "Do it if it doesn't cause me property
damage."
I didn't do that.
Why are the handprints all over the glass?
Are you
what
kidding
is this
me?
Blood for? Why are we
Where
gonna...
is it coming
oh
from?
Oh, my God.
No.
Listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.